Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A heads up about a cool contest. You could win an ultimate tournament trip to Las Vegas just by listening to 106.7 The Fan. Win a trip for you and three friends during the first two rounds of the college basketball championships, flights, hotel, and $20,000 in spending money.
Nice.
That's pretty nice.
Well, can I enter?
I'm guessing you can't because you're an Odyssey employee. Just download the free Odyssey app. Listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour. Listen tomorrow for at least an hour for another entry. It's Odyssey's Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. For more information, go to odyssey.com/slam dunk. Or is that slash? I don't know. Slash slam dunk.
Yeah, I don't know.
Either. I think it's just slash.
odyssey.com/slam dunk for all of your information.
This one's a backslash. This one's a slash. That's a backslash.
So it's the Guns N' Roses guitarist.
Slash.
Yeah.
Odyssey.com/slam dunk, right. Just so we're clear. All right. Tailgate Ted is joining us in studio. Tailgate Ted had quite the whirlwind weekend heading up to Philadelphia. Not only for the game, he helped lead a big Commanders fan rally at the Hard Rock Philly the night before the game on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Ted has been all in on this team for years and years.
Mm-hmm. Yep, true.
He is dressed head to toe with your... first, start with your shoes.
Well, I mean, I got my Commander sneakers. You know, I got them every year when they come out. And I apologize for the voice, guys. You can obviously imagine I got yelled at and I was yelling back. So that's kind of how I lost it.
So you got Commander sneakers. All right, your pants, I don't know if that's Commanders related.
Nah.
But he's got like the varsity Letterman's jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the Jaden Daniels t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Hope. Hope has definitely been restored. You've been waiting for this type of season
forever.
Like all time. The fans, yeah. But you've also seen the fans come and go. You've been here through thick and thin, season after season, and you finally got a little reward this year.
It's been a long time coming, and I never thought that this was going to happen. And I mean, I called you guys last week saying I thought I was going to die a loser.
Right?
And having to deal with Dan Snyder and that old regime, I even hate bringing his name up. But the fact that the Harris Group did this in less than 2 years of owning this team and all the fans are coming back. I mean, if you guys could see how we represented in Tampa Bay, all the fans that drove to Detroit and then being in Philadelphia, and I had people reach out to me saying, I'm coming in Saturday. I'm coming in Friday. Are we going to have a rally?
Well, I know on Saturday night, I was going with my wife and with Isabella to go see Moana 2, which I enjoyed. Drab said it was horrible. He took his kids to see it. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I put on our station, and I hear Grant and Denton, and I hear this raucous crowd in the background, and Grant was there at the Hard Rock, kind of set up the scene for us. There were like, now you took the train, but there were like buses, four buses going there of fans, and that ticket price was expensive.
Wasn't cheap, not going to lie. It wasn't cheap, but a bunch of fans reached out on social media, and Rally Captain, who I do a podcast with, the DMV Mess Hall, he always organizes these rallies. But he was so busy with taking care of all the buses, I took that off his plate. So I reached out to the Hard Rock Cafe, sent a couple messages out. They gave us an entire back room and basically the entire restaurant. Mm. We had people coming in from London, people coming in from Hawaii, from Mexico. This fan base used to be massive, right? Mm-hmm. We just disappeared over the years. Well, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're back. So they wanted a place to be in Philadelphia where we could get together and be safe, and where we could wear our gear mm-hmm. with pride.
Right.
So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted all of them to be able to come together and celebrate what this season has been.
How many games over the years have you been in Philadelphia?
I went to at least 24 games in Philly.
So you were prepared for what it was like with opposing fans coming at you because you don't shy away from wearing the gear.
No.
You don't shy away from wearing...
Have you been to all the stadiums?
He wears jersey that says Tailgate 10. Mm-hmm.
Have you been to pretty much all the stadiums?
I've been to 26 stadiums, but since then more have come in.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to knock them off the list.
Right. Is it by far the worst fan base, Philly, in terms of the way they treat opposing fans?
Oh, by far.
It's not even close?
Not even close. So many people sending me DMs and messages about what they and their wife had to deal with. Thing is, mm-hmm. our fans showed up at that game, and they weren't scared. In the past, I was telling you, JP, that fans would walk up to me.
I would be there wearing
my gear. Fans would walk up to me, and they would open their jackets, and I thought I was getting a nice surprise. No, it was just them showing me that they were actually Washington fans.
But then they covered up.
And then they covered back up.
Oh, wow.
I saw our boy Chris Farley with his two kids. Yep. He was there. I mean, there were a lot of Commanders fans at that Philly game.
I can't believe that. I love Farley. I can't believe he took his two little kids to Philadelphia.
Maybe that was like he thought that was like his protection. Like people would be nice to him because he had his children.
A human shield.
A human shield.
Yeah, two of them.
I think
Chris has friends who are Eagles fans, and so they were all together.
And he thought they would protect him?
Yeah, I think maybe that was his rationale. Either that or, like I said, human shield.
Or he's such a nice guy that he doesn't realize that people are douches. Because Chris is a really nice guy.
Oh, he's nicest.
Yeah. Let's play the audio of Ted that went super viral when Dave Portnoy from Barstool retweeted Ted's speech from the Hard Rock Saturday night in Philly.
Guys, for coming out here tonight and representing, right? Yeah. Excuse my language. But what we wanted to do tonight, we did. We took over this place.
Yeah. We took this place over.
We wanted to have a safe space for all of us to be tonight, and that's what we did. I love each and every one of you guys, seriously. Y'all be safe tomorrow. Do me a favor. You take care of all these people at the Hard Rock. They welcomed us into their place. They took care of us. Thank you guys for being a part of all of this. All I gotta say is, we've been through 30 years of pain. Eat this up. You deserve this, and you deserve this, and you deserve this. All right?
Wow.
So what was that?
Someone obviously recording that.
Yeah.
And so that's when it all kind of started. That's when the backlash started.
That was when the snowball started
going
downhill.
You've never been a target when you've gone in the past, like where you've had a lot of people giving you a hard time?
They didn't know who I was. They could care less about me at that point. But mm-hmm. when Portnoy put that out, I woke up the next morning and my phone had blown up. I actually turned it off during the day because it just wouldn't stop mm-hmm. going off. And
uh-huh.
it was ridiculous. If I could tell you what was going on and happening to me just trying to walk to the tailgate, my new name is Hard Rock Ted to everyone in Philly.
Right.
I mean, if someone wants to make me a jersey, I'll wear that next time I go.
Sure. Did you half expect it, though? Because when you get all those, you know, we like to call them ADs, attention dollars, at some point you might have to eat it.
There's going
to
be backlash.
Like you knew that, right?
Yeah, I knew that. I mean, I told you guys, I bought a mouthpiece. I went to Dick's Sporting Goods. I bought a mouthpiece before I went up there on Thursday night because Chief Z was like a father to me.
Okay.
And they threw Chief Z in a dumpster when he was in Philly. They broke his orbital bone.
Mm.
So I knew that something was going to happen.
Why would you do? Why would you subject yourself to that?
Because we love our team, EB. Yeah, I mean, me I know you do too. Yeah. But I just
there's different levels of love.
Oh, yeah. Different levels of fandom.
I'm actually not willing to get beat up over it. You know what I mean? Like, or
I mean, you're buying a mouthpiece.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if I have to
or
buy a
spend about 10 G's.
Yeah.
But no one's gonna stop me from representing my team. You guys know I love this team, right? Yeah. And I try and use the platform I've been given for something good. For charity. So all the Eagles fans that have been attacking me.
How much money did you guys generate? I know that you talk about this a lot. You can talk about the foundation that you're doing. I mean, it's an amazing thing that you guys are doing.
Well, I've been, over the years, different charities. This year, it's a charity for lung cancer, right? So when it's all said and done, we've hoped to have raised $15,000 because I talk about the Commanders and I throw a tailgate. I mean, what other platform can I actually use this for good? So that's why I did it. And on this Saturday night, Rally Captain is doing a Commander season celebration, and we're raising money for the Red Cross. Mm-hmm. We're taking donations for the people that have been affected by the wildfires. So if me thanking people on a video that I didn't know happened can actually cause some good, I'm sure it's pissing them off. But that's all that matters to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, it's ADs, but it's real dollars going towards these charities that can actually use it.
Yeah.
Hard Rock missed out. They need to do some sort of collab with Ted.
I know,
Ted.
Right?
Do some sort of sponsorship, fly him out to Vegas for
I'll
the Super
honest,
Bowl.
I don't even know there was a Hard Rock in anywhere.
Neither did they.
There's one in downtown D.C.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Where is the Hard Rock in Philly? Is it on the outskirts?
No. It's right downtown. So the team hotel was right across the street from the Hard Rock. So after we closed that down, I was at the team hotel. And we were drinking until about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Jeez.
And that's another reason why I lost my voice.
When you're there, what's the experience like? Are you being harassed the entire time, or does it really ramp up when it got ugly?
It was ugly
kind of from the beginning, but.
No, the entire time. I had people following me back to my hotel. And it was just
yelling at you?
Just yelling at me. Just hate. The second I got off the train.
What do you have to do? You have to be quiet? You kind of have to eat it, right?
I pretend I don't speak English. Right? I don't say a single thing. Because they want you to engage.
Yeah.
So the second you actually acknowledge their existence, they just...
That's when they ramp it up.
Exactly. Yeah. So there was another video. The entire time I'm in the game, in the stadium, everyone's just yelling my name. There's a video of me walking to the bathroom where they thought I was leaving. I was going to go take a leak.
Yeah.
All right. But I live rent-free in all of their heads. So next time I go back to Philly, I know I've got a place to stay.
Hey, I'm curious. I don't know the answer to this, but after the Detroit game, there was a scene where Josh Harris, the owner, and some of the other owners, Mitch Rails, Mark Ein, were like drinking at a bar. Were you there?
Yeah. Well, that was the
Could
Westin.
Could you have imagined Dan Snyder ever doing that?
No, hell no.
It's like, it's such a different era.
It is. I mean, I've gotten to know ownership. I mean, I knew last ownership. I've gotten to know this ownership. And I never thought I'd be taking shots with some of them. I don't want to say who, but, you know, just getting to know them. And these guys, they're like us.
Yeah.
They just got a lot more dollars than we do.
Lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to hear some of the chirps? It's kind of funny that Ted was getting in at the link.
Where did you get this from? Where's this audio from?
The Barstool Philly and crossing Broad Street. And
okay.
A lot of the fans, they're videoing Ted while he's trying to watch the game.
He became a target.
Yeah.
It's a bad day to be tailgate Ted. Not in our house, baby. It's a bad day to be tailgate Ted.
Hey, congrats on the Hard Rock. Great takeover last night. Great job at the Hard Rock Cafe, buddy.
That's when you're heading to the bathroom.
That's when I was going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So they all thought I was leaving.
Right. It's just that for me personally, it would literally ruin the entire experience. Like, I want to watch the game. I want to be locked in on the game. And I got freaking these maniacs chirping me, ripping my hat off.
Let me ask you this, Ted, though. You say you don't engage, so paint the picture for me when Terry McLaurin scores, where great pass, great touchdown. Did that close it to 14-12? I don't remember the exact score. I think 14-12, like they're coming back. What are you doing? Are you firing back at any of them?
No, I'm high-fiving all the Commanders fans that were beside me.
Okay.
Because there was
That's like a little group.
Yeah. I didn't know them. They were all strangers. I'm not trying to big time, but they knew who I was, and we took pictures. But I'm high-fiving them. I'm celebrating. No one is going to stop me from celebrating. I paid for my ticket a lot more than they did, but I paid for my ticket just like they did. So I'm going to enjoy myself in that stadium.
Are you sitting next to, now you told us, I think off air, that your wife because I've you post a lot of pictures online. Your wife goes to Caps games.
Yeah.
She'll go to a Nats game with you, concerts and that sort of thing, but she does not go to these games. Do you go with anybody else? Are you sitting next to Rally Captain? Who are you sitting next to?
No, I was just with some friends. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't want her to be around this because she will say something.
Right.
Mm. When they attack me, when they call me
the
racist
slurs,
she'll get emotional. She wants to defend me.
Right.
So when they say some of the racist things they, you know, spit out of their mouth, she can't hold it in.
Yeah.
So I don't want to put her in that situation or anyone that I know just can't handle the pressure.
So you did hear racial remarks from these guys.
Yeah. I mean, I hear it at every stadium I go to.
Yeah,
I'm Asian.
Right.
I get a lot of hate just because of that.
Right. Hey, so not to get too personal, you don't have children, right?
No.
Mm-mm. If you have one, it's 100%. If he has a boy, he's going to name him Jaden, right? Have you thought about it? Talk about that with your wife?
I've thought about either Jaden or J-Daw if she's a girl.
Yeah.
I mean, J-Daw. You got to.
Yeah, have to. Mm. Well done. It's on brand for Tailgate 10.
You know, it just takes a certain type of personality, which I just don't have, to go and just get... Man, he basically takes a bullet for the team.
No, he's getting attacked by...
Were there some Philly fans that were just nice to you?
Oh, yeah, no, I took pictures with them, and I'm going to put them out. I mean... The last video that Valdi showed, I was congratulating this guy on the game, say, good season, appreciate you guys, good luck, you know, but they're not all bad. There's just a vocal minority gets off
Bunch
on
of idiots.
Trolling me and harassing me and all the other fans.
Are you rooting for Kansas City just because you hate
them? Oh, hell yeah.
I think some of the joning was fine and a little bit funny. Uh-huh. I mean, you got to remember, from the Philly perspective, of Ted bragging about taking over the Hard Rock is butt funny to me.
It's pretty funny.
Okay, you got to take some of the Joni.
Yeah.
And you know there
was nothing wrong with that.
I mean racial slurs. I mean that's a total show.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I the memes were funny, and I'm sure Ted like he embraced some of it.
No, but it crosses the line
when you wear your name on your jersey as Tailgate Ted. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to take some Joni. Yeah.
The guy has Commander's shoes on right now. I mean,
he's dead.
He's all in.
Yeah.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And by the way, I know we got to go to the break. You said this during the break, but we've been trying to tell Cakes this for a long time. The name stinks, but no one cares.
No, we're winning.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Pete Mitch just said we could be the Pink Tulips. We're winning. That's all that matters.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Looking to upgrade your office game, radio listeners? Well, then swing by PVI Office Furniture, where we've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI has got the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the Fan and you score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com. Business grows with PVI.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of Season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.